Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And of course, we're in the second section of the Christina Liu Show. I want to go back. Otto was saying something at the break. If you don't mind talking about it, talking about your vacation and how you're planning, which I think is very important for seniors, adult children, grandchildren, everybody to listen to. I think what you do is great. And just if you don't mind sharing it.
Well, you know, the philosophy that I've heard from other people is they'd like to give with a warm hand. So this summer, hopefully COVID permits, we have a reservation. We booked a house, you know, a big estate up in Mount Kisco. We did it last year and it worked great. So we booked it again and we pay a good chunk of it and they all contribute some money as well. But they said, well, you shouldn't really do that, you know, blah, blah. And I said, well, I'd rather do that and have a good family together experience than leave you the extra few dollars, whatever it is, $7,000. You know, I'd rather share it now while we're alive and do something as opposed to just having it as a piece of paper where you get money later. You know, there's a balance, again, as you point out. You know, some of it you could share with them now and enjoy each other and hopefully leave a legacy of some good memories.
Sure, and that's the things that are going to, listen, at the end, you know, and I think about that all the time, probably more than the average person. But, you know, I'm so focused on, you know, it's important because I couldn't imagine anything worse than saying, oh, I should have done this. I mean, all of us, I think, know people when someone passes away. And they say, oh, you know, oh, I should have answered the phone. Oh, I should have visited more. I mean, I think we've all heard that. And I'm like obsessed with not having to do that. You know, and I had addressed with my grandfather earlier. And you couldn't get closer than I was with my grandfather. And luckily, as you know, we've talked about this before on the show, you know, on when it was difficult for him to leave the house. And I spent a lot of time with him on weekends. Going through his slides because he was a photographer and we would convert them, you know, into digital files. It was a whole process. He loved it. It was a difficult process because my grandpa, like I said, wasn't the easiest. But I certainly, my social work background knew how to deal with him. And it was, like I said, yes, there's moments that it could have been stressful, but those moments now I absolutely treasure. The fact that I got to do that. I mean, and both of you have seen, you know, the fact, you know, we got to do a photography show because I had all of his digital files, you know, so those kind of things. And I remember when I was 13 years old, my grandmother had cancer that summer and I just wanted to be with her 24/7, you know, and those things to me, and like I said, it's got to be what obviously means something to you, are what's important. Yes, the money part is lovely and to be, obviously life's a lot easier when you have money, but I think it's, you know, having those memories are things, Otto, that are so nice for your family. And I'm not gonna get emotional.
Well, you know, like you said, had I just made that phone call or whatever, yeah. I think it's really gotta come down to that shouldn't be the turning point. So you couldn't make that phone call. Mm-hmm. As long as you had all kinds of other cumulative things
of course
that went on, that one phone call is only a very, very slight piece of the puzzle. You know, it's one corner piece in the puzzle. The rest of the puzzle, you know, you had a lot of other good moments, and that's what you have to look at.
No, absolutely. And I think it's important. And those are the things, especially I think we all know, living in the time we're living in, you know, where we can't all be together, how important it is to, when you can be together, to be together. So that's my spiel on that one, guys.
No, it's very true. I mean, I what Otto was saying, what Christina's saying, I agree with both of you. You have to find a balance. You have to try to be there for the people you love. And you also have to acknowledge the people that are never going to be there for you. And there's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with saying, I know you have no interest in me. I'll be nice. I'll be courteous. But it's not part of my, you know, you're not part of my inner circle. That's it. Let's move on. I don't, you know, you have to. at the end of the day.
Now, here's a different twist for you, all right? I'm, as you know, I'm big on ancestry and old pictures and all history, family history. And I just decided I'm going to have, in my family tree and ancestry, I'm going to create a Friends Hall of Fame. These are people who do not show up in your family tree, who have, like, I have a friend of mine, we met in the sixth grade, and we're still friends.
Oh, I love this.
But he's not in my family tree, all right? Yeah. He was my best man at the first wedding, and, you know, all of the above. And I'm saying, now he'll just be forgotten about as far as history goes, all right? Yet in my life, he's as important as a family member who I have a little box in the corner that says they were born in, you know, 1918, and they died in 1973, and I don't even know who they were, you know? That's a box in a family tree that really has no meaning as far as I go. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, why not have in your family tree a Hall of Fame of friends?
How much I love this. I think that is absolutely. Do they? So is that, are you able, like if you're doing it through a program, is that something that's even?
Well, no. What you do in Ancestry is you, there's a gallery where you can put documents. All right. So I would make a document, a Word document that basically covers these people and indicate what the relationship was and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it yet, but I have scratched out some names and whatnot that would fit. You know, these are people who were in your life, truly in your life. I mean, you know, they know your family, you've been with them, you've been through ups and downs and, you know, marriages and deaths and everything that goes along with it. Like John, you and Peter. Peter would not show up in your family tree as an example.
Right.
Yet Peter is probably as big a person in your family tree as would be, you know.
Absolutely, I agree. He's included in everything. Every one of my kids, they do the text, Peter's on the text.
Yeah. So, you know, there's my point though. He's a classic example of he would be in your family tree in the Hall of Fame.
I love this. I think this is positive. Otto, you know what? Just when I think I couldn't love you even more, every week you just say something that just really warms my heart. And
this is a brainstorm that comes up. I wake up.
It's so important.
The phone is next to the bed, and I wake up sometimes like 4 o'clock, and I'm saying, I don't want to forget that. So I pick the phone up. I send myself an email.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I love it. No, and I think that's, you know, it's so important when you say, listen, it's, and I think we're in a time where there's everyone, some people don't have family, you know, and their friends are their family, you know, and I think about that too, with my own friends, you know, so, you know, we've been friends for so many years, you know, and you think about all these things that you've been through and growing up with them. And it's just all this journey. And I think that, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, are closer to me than, you know, distant family members, you know? So it's certainly something that I think is important. So I love that. I fully support that. Otto, I think you could market this whole product. I'm really into this.
Well, I often say we should have a session somewhere for, I could be involved, but like Ancestry, Family Tree, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And it has to be done in a way that you could actually show it on the screen and show people what you can really do. You know, it's pretty amazing what you can do.
Yeah,
it really
is a treasure. You know, when you had told us, you know, your journey, what you found, and after all these years, you know, finding your grandfather. I mean, I love that story, and I was telling that story to everyone because I think, you know, having that, it's just the idea for me, you know, it's like I wish I had something, you know, from my relatives, you know, over the years, and what you're doing for your kids, your grandkids, and future generations is so important to keep that legacy and that history, you know. And I mean, I think about that all the time, you know, we'll see an old picture, and luckily my mom and my aunt, you know, can kind of identify everyone, but it's, you know, you look and you don't want to ever look at them and be like, oh, I wish I knew who that was, or, you know, what's the connection there. And I think it's, like I said, we certainly know Otto has put a lot of work and time and effort into these processes, but it's, as we were saying earlier, you know, sometimes you got to put a little work in to make it, you know, a special thing. And that's something that we'll
but a big but, all right. there's a lot of things I wish I would have done years ago with my father, my mother, about their life in Germany back in 1915. And, you know, I know some of it because I did have the pleasure of going to Germany, to the towns they both grew up in. But there's a lot of things, like I look at pictures and I'm saying, I have no idea who that is. You know, so some of this comes as you get older and you look back and you reflect and realize there's so many. When I was in my 20s, I mean, I was as dumb as you come.
I don't accept that. I don't believe that, Otto, but that's fine.
Well, I mean, dumb in some respects, all right? I mean, you know, having a party was a big thing. You know, worrying about who people were. I was always okay with that, but I could have been better. Let's put it that way. When you're growing up, you don't think about things like family history and legacies and whatever. Christina, you happen to be an exception, all right? There's a lot of people in your age bracket that don't think anything like you think.
I have you guys.
No, but it's very true. And it's a shame that you don't think of stuff. And what you two are reminding me of, like, and since my mother has died, there's different things that come to mind every now and then. And I'll say, who was that person? Or what did this mean? And you have nobody to ask. And I'm not saying it would have been I'm not saying that every question you have would have been answered, because you wouldn't have.
But it would have made it like easier, you know. But what I think is great too, and this is something I'll give a little plug to technology for, because my aunt was doing, I mean, with social media, obviously it has opened up the world of kind of being connected to people, you know, whether it's distant relatives or someone you might not have seen, and it kind of opens that world, you know, to exploring, you know, family things. They might have pictures or information. So it's actually a wonderful benefit, because I see a lot of times my aunt will connect with someone on Facebook, you know, that was a cousin, you know, that you haven't seen, but then you're sharing information, you know, you're sharing pictures, and it's really, really nice, you know, and she's part of all these different groups, you know, like historical groups where they can share different things. And I think that that's a really nice thing about social media, you know, when you're able to kind of make those connections and fill in, you know, the missing pieces for things too. So that's what I always say to seniors, you know, it can be overwhelming at times, but there are a lot of perks for someone, especially if you're alone and you want to kind of talk about these things. So,
you know, I've said this before, people will say, well, who would you really like to have dinner with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to have dinner with my father or my mother at the same age as I am, mm-hmm. you know, if that were doable, you know, I think that would be quite an exchange, you know.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
The concept of that. I mean, it's a truth. You look back on these things, they're sad, but it's also, it's wonderful that you can think back on them.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, it's not doable, but you know.
But I understand what you're saying.
If you're going to have a wish land somewhere. Yeah.
Going into our break, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.